So today I'll be presenting the results of an investigation into the association between sleep duration and weight control behaviors using data from the 2007 National Youth Risk Behavior Survey. I have no financial relations to disclose. So at a time when adolescents need more than 9 hours of sleep a night for optimal health and well-being, social and biological factors may combine to delay bedtimes, while school start times often advance wake-up times. As a result, adolescent students are often sleep-deprived. Short sleep duration in adolescence has been associated with lowered academic performance, depressive mood, and behavioral problems. Short sleep duration has also been found to be associated with various risk factors, including smoking and alcohol use. Behaviors associated with eating disorders often begin during adolescence, and sleep complaints are common in young women with eating disorders and may predict the development of psychological disorders such as depression or anxiety that are frequently also associated with eating disorders. So, although sleep complaints are common in individuals with eating disorders, little is known about the relationship between sleep and weight control strategies in the general non-clinical adolescent population. Therefore, our objective was to determine if short sleep duration was associated with the prevalence of several weight control behaviors in high school students. For this study, we used data from the 2007 National Youth Risk Behavior Survey, administered to high school students across the country. We had sufficient data for approximately 12,000 questionnaires from 157 schools. Sleep duration was based on responses to the question, on an average school night, how many hours of sleep do you get? Responses were categorized into very short, which was less than 6 hours, short, which is 6 to 7 hours, moderate, which was 8 to 9 hours, or long, which was more than 9 hours. And we chose the moderate time of 8 to 9 hours, which approximates the recommended 8.5 to 9.25 hours recommended by the National Sleep Foundation. Regarding weight control behaviors, students were asked if they had engaged in each of several weight control behaviors during the 30 days before the survey to lose or maintain weight. These included exercising, dieting, fasting, taking diet pills, and vomiting or taking laxatives, which we refer later to as purging. We calculated odds ratios and 95% confidence intervals adjusted for race or ethnicity, grade in school, and BMI in multivariable logistic regression models for the likelihood of each weight control behavior for each sleep duration category. And we use Sudan to account for the complex sampling design. We first assessed the distribution of students by sleep duration categories. Less than a third of students reported sleeping 8 to 9 hours a night, which was the recommended time. More than half reported a short sleep duration of 6 or 7 hours a night. And a significant minority reported less than 6 hours. Less than 2% of students reported a long sleep duration of more than 9 hours. So due to the lack of small numbers in this category and subsequent lack of reliability, these students were excluded from further analysis. Overall, female students were more likely than male students to have engaged in each of the weight control behaviors. Even so, 10% of male students had engaged in at least one of the unhealthy behaviors, which we categorize as fasting, taking diet pills, or purging, while more than 20% of female students had done so. Among male students, sleep duration was not associated with exercising for weight control, but the very short sleepers, which would be less than 6 hours, were significantly more likely to have dieted than the moderate sleepers. There was no difference between the short and moderate sleepers in this study. When we looked at the unhealthy weight control behaviors among male students, we saw that the adjusted odds ratio for both fasting and purging was around 3 for the very short sleepers, but not different for the short sleepers. The association was different for taking diet pills, with short sleepers less likely to engage in this behavior than moderate sleepers, but no difference for very short sleepers. Overall, among male students, the very short sleepers were more than twice as likely to report engaging in at least one of the unhealthy behaviors relative to the moderate sleepers. Among the female students, short sleep duration, which is 6 or 7 hours, was associated with a moderately increased likelihood of exercising for weight control, but this association was not present with very short sleep duration. In contrast to the findings for male students, both very short and short sleepers were more likely to have dieted than their counterparts with a moderate sleep duration. Among female students, the adjusted odds ratio for all 3 unhealthy behaviors was greater than 3 for the very short sleepers. Unlike among the male students, the short sleepers were also more likely to report fasting and taking diet pills, with an odds ratio of approximately 1.5. The likelihood of having engaged in at least one of the unhealthy weight control behaviors was likewise tripled among very short sleepers and still significantly increased among the short sleepers. So, to summarize our results, the prevalence of unhealthy weight control practices was high among male and female students, with approximately 10% of male and 20% of female students having engaged in at least one of these behaviors in the month before the study. There was a strong correlation between short sleep duration and several weight control behaviors among both male and female students. Even though there was an increased likelihood of dieting, a relatively healthier behavior with short sleep duration, the association was even stronger between short sleep duration and the unhealthy weight control behaviors. Due to the cross-sectional nature of the YRBS, it is not possible to determine causality. But we can't speculate as to what mechanisms might explain the association seen between the shorter sleep durations and the unhealthy risk behaviors. First, the weight control behaviors could lead to shorter sleep. There are at least 2 ways this could happen. Chronic weight loss can result in biochemical changes that promote wakefulness, but also many appetite suppressants such as ephedrine and caffeine are also stimulants that can result in insomnia. On the other hand, sleep deprivation may contribute to impaired cognition and mood, which may in turn increase susceptibility to engaging in risky behaviors. Finally, there may be a common factor that contributes to both sleep difficulties and risky behaviors. One such factor may be personality traits, but very little has been done on this. In conclusion, this study provided further evidence that inadequate sleep may contribute to increased risky behaviors among adolescents. As this is the first study to document an association between short sleep duration and weight control behaviors in the general adolescent population, more studies to confirm these results are warranted. Finally, if our findings are confirmed, intervention studies should be conducted to examine the impact of educational interventions. And I'd like to thank the Association for Prevention, Teaching, and Research for supporting my fellowship, and also the Division of Adolescent and School Health, which is responsible for conducting the YRBS. Thank you.